State lawmakers are working on a bill to bring full-scale sports betting to Ohio. That's after the Supreme Court in May struck down a law that restricted sports betting everywhere except in Nevada. If it's legalized, there will be big money in it for casinos, tax collectors, and app developers. But as IdeaStream's Adrian Ma explains, there may also be some peril for those at risk of gambling addiction.
For decades, the only place where you could legally bet on a basketball or football game was in Nevada. And to do it, you had to go to a casino sportsbook. Here's the sound of one from a YouTube video, the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Basically, it's a room where bettors can sit in cushy seats, watch games on panoramic screens, and check out giant digital billboards to calculate how much they could win or lose on each matchup. Kelly Stewart has spent hours of her life in rooms like this, and that's because she's a professional sports bettor.
College football season, I have no life. I'm working 65 hours a week.
Call it gambling if you want, but Stewart says there is a method to it. You have to do your research.
And you need to be disciplined. And as long as you're on the winning side more than you're on the losing side, you're making money.
Even though she lives in Vegas, Stewart says she doesn't go to casinos much anymore. So a typical day of work sounds less like this. And more like this. That's the sound of a finger tapping on the screen of a smartphone. I know. Terrible for radio, but great for the professional gambler.
It doesn't make any sense for me to drive all the way around town to bet when you could just literally do it at the palm of your hand.
So that's a snapshot of sports betting in Nevada. Totally legal and easy to do. And since the Supreme Court decision, more states are moving in that direction, including Ohio's neighbors, West Virginia and Pennsylvania. So, should Ohio be in a rush to join them?
Cautious, I think is the word I would use.
Richard James is a psychology researcher at the University of Nottingham in the UK, where sports betting is already a big industry. He says lawmakers should be particularly careful about mobile betting, because unlike casinos, which you probably have to leave at some point, we hardly ever leave our phones.
It can be a very powerful tool to get people to gamble more frequently and perhaps more than they might wish to at times.
On your own personal phone with apps, it's a whole different ballgame.
That's Dr. Heather Chapman. She's a psychologist at the Cleveland VA, which is home to the country's oldest clinical treatment program for gambling disorders. Chapman says she's not against sports betting, but it's inevitable that as it becomes more accessible, there will be more problem gamblers. She says when you don't have to go to some bookie named Johnny Knuckles to place a wager, even your ever law-abiding Aunt Gertrude may decide to get a piece of the action. Ironically, she says the problem for many people begins when they win.
It makes your brain go ding, 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 this is great. It starts a flood of dopaminergic activity, which is that feel-good stuff in your brain.
And for some, that feeling can lead to addiction. The Problem Gambling Network of Ohio estimates about 1 in 4 adults who gamble are addicted to sports betting or are at risk.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah.
Hi.
Brian Borshak was one of them. At his home in North Ridgeville, Ohio, he shows me a memento from his gambling days. He pulls out a small plastic rectangle.
I carry these around. So this was my player's card from the casino. They had entry level and bronze and gold, and I got the diamond level, which is kind of ironic. But
what does the diamond level mean?
It means you gamble way too much, in my eyes.
By the time he got treatment for his problem, he says he'd lost over $50,000 and owed $100,000 to creditors. And he worries that as sports betting becomes more accessible, more people will be at risk for addiction.
It creates the opportunity for more problem gambling because, you know, just like me, I started casually.
By the way, Borshak says he hasn't gambled in over 2.5 years. On top of going to a support group called Gamblers Anonymous, he got treatment from a state-funded program. Ohio law requires 2% of casino tax revenues go to programs aimed at treating or preventing gambling addiction. And last year, that amount was a little over $5 million. Adrian Ma, 90.3.